Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Entry and exit tones are off. The recording has started.
Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name on tonight. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for your coming on tonight, and we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. We thank you for coming on tonight. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple people to come in on tonight. Just text a couple of people, ask them to come in and join you here on the Prayer News Network Global. We do give God thanks and praise on tonight. We do realize that this is our midweek and that there are several churches that are in their Bible studies, but nevertheless, people of God, we are here. Amen. We are providing for people that are not able, glory to God, to get out, to go, or that are their churches are still closed or whatever it on tonight. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for you. We thank you for coming. We thank you for joining us on tonight. Truly, God is good. God is good to us, people of God. And we just thank him tonight. We're thanking him for life, health, and strength. Thanking him on tonight for a reasonable portion of service. We do bless God on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited about what God is doing. God is doing some awesome things in this hour. I just thank God for the awakening that's taking place in the earth at this time. Amen. Yes. The pandemic brought some dark days, some gloomy days, but people of God, I don't know about you, but I see the S-O-N shining. I see the sun shining. Amen. So I'm grateful tonight. I'm thankful tonight for all that he's doing. Truly, he is, again, doing us well. Amen. God is doing us well, and we are so grateful on tonight. Just want to do a mic check on tonight. I know on the other night we had some issues with our mic. Just want to do a mic check. Missionary Fan, just let us know if we're choppy tonight or if we're moving pretty good. Amen. On tonight, if you could just kind of let us know to see if we might need to try to do something different on tonight. Try one of our other mics. If everything is good, we're just going to keep rolling. But we thank God for you tonight, people of God, wherever you're calling from, wherever you are listening from, the Isles of the Sea, whether you're listening in the Middle East, whether you're listening here in the U.S. on tonight, we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. As we know, we're broadcasting in over 59 countries. We thank God for all of our listeners by radio. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for taking time out just to be with us. Amen. Glory to God. We believe on tonight, amen, that there is a word from the Lord. Glory to God. And we believe, amen, that whomsoever the word is for will be on this line, on this broadcast tonight. Amen. So we thank God. We praise him on tonight. We bless him on tonight for you, 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 and you. We bless God for you on tonight. Okay, great. Thank you. We do bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We just want to go ahead and let you know, people of God, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We'll give you a couple of numbers. You can get a copy of the broadcast as well. Don't forget, you can go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network Facebook page, or you can go out to our new ReArc Prayer Group 52 Prayer Group. There, this very same broadcast is going forth as we are broadcasting live. If you don't have Facebook, certainly go on out to Google. You can just Google Prayer News Network, and there, once you see our page, click on our logo, and you'll be able to listen live even as we're broadcasting. We just, again, thank God tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for your time and attention. As always, we just want to give honor to whom honor is due. First and foremost, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do bless the Lord for him. He is the giver of life. We bless God for him. Glory be to God. Had it not been for Jesus, people of God, where would we be? Amen. Had it not been for him, had it not been for him giving his life, glory be to God, that we might live. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. And for those that have not accepted him as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, listen, people of God, he already died. He already died. Hallelujah. That we might have life. For the scripture declares that while we were yet in our sins, glory to God, hallelujah, Christ died. He died. Hallelujah. He died for the ungodly. So we thank God, amen, for those that are now walking in the newness of life. We're thanking God for those that are yet to come. Amen. We're all works in progress. So we give God thanks for him, thanking him tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, thanking God for him and for Mother James on tonight, the first family. We do bless God for them. Just want to thank God tonight for our senior apostle on tonight. Glory to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Glory to God for Lady Huggins James on tonight. We bless God, amen, for them out of Trinidad. Thanking God tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, Lady Tina out of Gainesville. Thanking God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.D. Taylor Sr., for Shepherd Mother Taylor. Just thank God for them on tonight. Thanking God tonight for, people of God, our PNN advisors. Thanking God for each and every one of them on tonight. We bless God for them and for all that they do to help this line to continue to go forward. We thank God tonight, people of God, for our prayer warriors, for our scripture reader. Amen. For you, people of God, for coming to be a part of this outreach ministry. We bless God. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. We're about to, amen, approach that year number 3. So we just thank God on tonight. Amen. Just a few more days now from 1,000 days broadcasting. And we just thank God on tonight. Amen. We just want to celebrate. Amen. Because the Lord has brought us this far. Amen. And by the help of God, amen, we shall continue for as long, amen, as he shall permit. Amen. So we bless him, amen, for his keeping. Amen. All things committed unto him for his keeping. And we just bless God again for you, people of God, each and every one of you that take time, that takes the time out to come and be with us here on the broadcast. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come over. Amen, Jesus. Ask them to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we just thank God on tonight. We want to go ahead and get ready to sanctify the line. Glory to God. And we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and sanctify the line for us on tonight. Glory to God. And after her, we're going to have our scripture. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And perhaps after that, amen, if Sister Sheila is available to give us a solo, amen, if she's available, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If she's available to give us a solo. But if not, we're going to roll right in and get our platform ready for our speaker on tonight. So, Missionary Fan, if you come to the platform, amen, and just get ready, amen, and sanctify the line. People of God, get your pencil and paper, your pen, amen. Get ready to hear what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Get your pen and your paper, amen, because we want to get all that we can and can all that we can get. God bless you, Missionary Fan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not to be there to hear your heart cry, for he is passing by this moment, and your need he will supply. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, giving your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, God. We thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your love towards us. We glorify you, Lord God, tonight. In the beautiness of holiness, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up on the line tonight, Lord God. We're asking you to look up on each and every one of us, Lord God, name by name, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for any sins that we may have committed, Lord God, any iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, anything, Lord God, we may have said or done, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord God, for yet another day, Lord God, that we wasn't promised. We thank you right now, Lord God, for your love, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for not leaving us in the state that we was in. We come, Lord God, thanking you for everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, big or small, Lord God. We come giving you the praise. We come giving you the glory, Lord God. We come giving you the honor, Lord God, for if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, we couldn't praise you enough, Lord God. We couldn't give you the highest praise enough, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on this land. We asking you, Lord God, to bring healing to the sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Somebody somewhere, Lord God, on the ventilator, Lord God. Somebody on the life support, Lord God. Somebody's in the hospital and in the nursing home with COVID, Lord God. But we know that you are in a great position, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just giving it all to you. Asking you to move tonight, Lord God, by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we know your hands is not too short that you can't save, neither is your ears too heavy that you can't hear us. Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way. Asking you to have your way tonight, Lord God, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, take us higher, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, take us higher, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to go higher in your word, Lord God. We don't want to go higher in your anointing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for we know that you are not a God of a second chance, but you are a God of many chances. And we come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up for that, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, for a miracle, Lord God. Somebody needs a miracle, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you are a miracle worker, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look on the speaker tonight. Lord God, send your choice anointing. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, for us tonight on this line, Lord God. We come, Lord God, to hear further from you, Lord God. So touch that's speaking tonight, Lord God, to have your way. Make your word even, Lord God, to come tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move on, Minister Bradley. Touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Supply every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Reward her greatly, Lord God, for the work that she's doing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We, Lord God, would be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, which you are so due, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We do love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We do love you, Lord God. We do appreciate you, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord God, for not leaving us, Lord God, in the state that we was in, Lord God. And we just said thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah to your name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you tonight, missionary fan. Amen. For that prayer on tonight, getting us ready, getting our hearts ready, tilling the ground, people of God, taking away anything that would be a distraction. Amen. From the word on tonight. God bless you, missionary fan. And our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Psalms, the 34th division of Psalms. And the scripture reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make boast in the Lord. Humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Amen. I've read for you tonight Psalms 34. Verses 1 through 10, may the Lord add a blessing tonight to the reading, the hearers, and to all the doers of his precious word. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Just want to see on tonight if Sister Sheila Jones, if she's available tonight to give us a solo tonight. Glory to God, Sister Sheila, if you are. Amen. You have that form.
Yes.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you.
God, hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God, look where he has brought us from. He has brought us from a mighty, woo, glory to God, a mighty long way. I tell you, as you were going forth, glory to God, in that praise on tonight, and to go back, amen, my mind, my heart begin to go back to where God has brought us. Hey, woo, glory to God, where God has brought us from. He has brought us, glory to God. And I tell you, there are testimonies on this line. Glory to God. And we give God thanks, we give God praise, because we are here. Glory be to God to tell it. Amen. God bless you. He has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. Glory be to God. We want to ask our speaker to go ahead and press star 6 now. Go ahead and press star 6. Glory to God so we can get you on the platform. Just pray. There you are. God bless you. We give God thanks and we give give on tonight, people of God. The Lord has brought us from a mighty long way. And guess what, people of God? He's not going to leave us now. He has given us a promise that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, glory to God, that's something to be excited about. Amen. That's the promise of God. That's the word of God on tonight. Glory to God. And I tell you, even as the scripture said, he favors his word above his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we give God thanks. Glory to God. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Glory to God may pass away. Yeah, God. His word abides forever. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. All that the Lord has done to this point, people of God, we pray that you got your pencil and your paper. We pray on tonight that your heart is ready. Listen, just thinking about where God has brought us from. Glory to God. To look where he's taking us to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's enough to set your heart right there. That's enough to set your heart right there, God. Amen. Listen, we want you to shut everything out. Shut the door. Glory to God. Listen, let the window down. Glory be to God. Amen. Turn it off. Glory be to God, for it is time for the word of God. And we give God thanks tonight, people of God, for the man of God that the Lord has selected for tonight to come and be a part of this broadcast. The presence of the Lord is here. Glory, hey, my. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight, people of God, we're going over to Alabama, going and over to Geneva, Alabama. Amen. Jesus, there's a man of God there and truly loves the Lord, have such a sincerity for the Lord, for the word of God, for the people of God. Amen. And God, we want you to make your hearts ready on tonight. He's coming to us by way of, I want to say, of Geneva EPC, but that's not it. That's it. Glory be to God. Philadelphia. Amen. There in Geneva, Alabama. People of God, we want to receive this man of God. Amen. He's been with us before. God, amen, Jesus, that the Lord has allowed his schedule. Amen. That he can come and grace the platform again to deliver the word of God. People of God, we want you to receive tonight. Pastor Willie Lett. God bless you, man of God.
Bless you. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can.
You can hear me too. Okay.
Yes.
Amen. I bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. I bless his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to sing a little portion of this song. I'm not no singer, but I can make a joyful noise. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise his name. Even death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit praise his name.
Yes, God.
Even death could not hold him captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow.
Hallelujah. And if you know him to be your Lord, tell him, yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. Now we praise you for this opportunity, for this moment. Lord, we look now to the hill from which cometh our help, and our help cometh from thee, O Lord, which made heaven and earth. We magnify you in this hour, and we worship you in spirit and truth. We invoke your presence and a fresh anointing to set upon me now, Lord Jesus. Let this anointing go forth throughout this land, all over this world, Almighty God, as a voice for you tonight, God. I yield myself to thee. I decrease that you may increase. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
Lord, let me speak as the articles of you, Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Let your blood prevail right now. Bind the word of the enemy. Bring all his words to naught.
Yes.
Give us liberty, SS, and freedom on this land right now. In the name of Jesus, even in the airways, let your spirit, glory to God, flow. In the name of Jesus. I mean, now behind the cross, cover me in your shed blood, and I give your name the praise. The honor and glory belongs to thee. By thy name, Jesus, we pray, O God Almighty. And we will say amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I do bless the Lord tonight. Give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. I do honor my celestial intercessor, the chief apostle and prophet, Dr. S.C. James, to my presiding bishop, Samuel Huggins, amen, James, and to my senior pastor, yes, my presiding bishop, K.A. Tina, amen. And we do honor, amen, this great woman of God, amen, that God has used in this hour, amen, to bless, amen, the people of the world, amen, that he allow her, amen, to go forth in her gift. And I thank God for her, for my sister, amen, in the Lord. Amen, Dr. Bradley, Antoinette, amen, Evangelist, amen, Bradley, tonight. So I thank God for this opportunity, amen, to be before you tonight and to share with you the word of God that God got down in my spirit tonight. And I pray that he that have ear to hear what the Spirit is saying in this hour. Amen. And we're going to try to move forward in the word. Try not to be before you long. I know we got a time, amen, to be here tonight. If you have your Bible or foundation of scripture, we're going to move forward to 22. The 22nd chapter, amen. I was here a long time ago, and I believe at the beginning somewhat of this, amen, PNN, amen. I hope I'm saying things right, amen. And out there for you that are listening by the wayside, whether you're in your living room, your church, or what have you, amen, on the highway, perhaps, amen. Where are you that you are? Amen. Tonight, I just want to speak to you briefly. Amen. And I bless the Lord. As I said, once again, it was about 2 years ago, and listening to the woman of God said she's moving into the third year. And that's a blessing. Amen. If something out of God, how many know it will come to naught? But I see that God is blessing, amen, it's being in line with this woman of God, amen, great woman of God, amen, my sister in
Christ. Amen. So we're going to Matthew 22, and we'll start at the first verse. This will be just a theme of foundational scripture. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his army, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king unto the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Once again, for this opportunity to be before you that are listening, amen, to this broadcast tonight, as I stand before you to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I stand here in Geneva at 104 North Morris Street, amen, in the household of Philadelphia EPC, the Church of Brotherly Love. Amen. Excuse my speech tonight. I'm going to get through it. Amen. Glory to God. Someone that had a stroke 5 years ago, but God is able. He's able to do exceeding abundant above all things. Glory to God. And so having a little impediment of speech, glory to God, a little slur of speech, but yet God is able. He restored this speech. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless him that I don't have to be, glory to God, like Moses. Moses said, Lord, I can't speak. But he said, I told Moses, and that's all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He told him, I made the mouth and the tongue, the ears, glory to God. But he used Aaron. But thanks be to God, the Holy Ghost hadn't even been manifested back there. But now the Holy Ghost is manifested in his fullness, and it can speak for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. And so I bless him tonight, and I want to share with you tonight, and if I say something, it's that the kingdom of God is at hand. Here it comes. Hallelujah. I said the kingdom of God is at hand. And we are advancing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We are living above now this one world system. Living above this one world system without compromising. Hallelujah. We are seeing events that are taking place in the world Glory to God. We're seeing, amen, things that are happening. Glory to God. We're seeing things in the system where the law, glory to God, they are putting forth law to pass this and pass that. We're not trying to go into a lot of that. I just want to move tonight because I got a little bit ways to go. Amen. And I'm going to give you quite a bit of few scriptures tonight. Amen. But just want to touch a little base on that. But we are living above. We got to live. How many know that we must, glory to God, hallelujah, live above this one world system without compromising? We cannot afford to in this hour to take down or deny or not or no denial, excuse me. And let our yea be yea, says the Lord, and our amen be amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I mean to know that we are standing on a sure foundation, a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. Without him, we can't do nothing. Glory to God. We can't breathe. We can't think on our own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 16 and 18 says that Jesus said unto Peter, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, glory to God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. So how many know that we got to, amen, be mindful in this hour, in these times that we are living in, glory to God, that our anchor grips that solid rock, and that solid rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all about Jesus now, glory to God. As it was then, so it is now, because the Bible declares that God is the same. Hello? Yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. He ain't changing. Hallelujah. He's not defending himself to us, but we're to fit ourselves to him. Hallelujah. The Bible declares in the book of John, he said, amen, Jesus said this, me and my Father one. He said, you can't even come except my Father draw you. Amen. So we're talking about the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I bless God, amen, just to be before you this night to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, because this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, glory to God, in all the earth as a witness, hallelujah, to all nations, hallelujah. And the Bible declares, then the end shall come, but we know that there's events that must take place. But you must understand that we are living now in a prophetic day. In other words, prophecy is upon us. Amen. And these things are being fulfilled, glory to God, for the second advent, for the second coming of the Messiah. Amen. And so we are understanding even in these last days, glory to God, that everything, amen, that Israel is supposed to have, amen, that they're putting those things in place, glory to God. They're setting stones in place for the coming of the Messiah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So these are the days of prophecy. The kingdom of God, and I tell you this, is at hand. Hallelujah. Second Peter, glory to God. It's got the Bible. I'm trying to move fast. Amen. Second Peter. I'm trying to get there. 1:19. Hallelujah. Second Peter 1:19. I'm moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited tonight. And what he says, in 2 Peter 1:19, he said, declare we have a more sure, hallelujah, word of prophecy. Oh, hallelujah. Whereunto you do well that you take heed. I mean, you know, we got to take heed in this hour. He said, the Bible declare, wake those that sleepeth in this hour. He said, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. How many know that we are the light of the world? That's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Hallelujah. We are the salt of the earth. We are the season of the earth. Hallelujah, somebody. We, the kingdom of God, dwell with man. I don't want to get ahead of myself. And he said, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart. Hallelujah. In the 20th verse, it reads, it says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, Deuteronomy 29 and 29, we're staying right there just a minute. Deuteronomy 29 and 29, it says the secret things, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, belongs unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children, that we may do all the words of his law. Hallelujah. How many know that if we keep his law and his commandment, and he told us that length of days and peace, glory to God, and life, hallelujah, shall be added unto us if we keep his commandment. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. And so there's a song that says, amen, this woman of God, she sang, this missionary, she about probably 75, some years old or so forth or whatever. She's been with this ministry about 50-something years, and she sang this song. She said, surely God can't lie. Surely God can't lie. Surely God can't lie. Surely God can't lie. You know, I love that. Glory to God. And in Amos 3 and 7, he says, surely the Lord will do nothing. N-O-T-H-I. The Lord will do nothing. Hallelujah, somebody. But he revealed his secret unto his servant. To tell you tonight, I declare to you tonight that there are some real prophets in the earth. Hallelujah, somebody. Today that are hearing from the mind of God. Hallelujah. That God is speaking in these last days. He's declaring the gospel, hallelujah, and causing them, amen, to be able to move in the spirit, hallelujah, by transit vision, hallelujah. It don't matter, amen, that there's nothing that's hidden from God. And the Bible declared that we are naked creatures that are open before his eyes. Hallelujah, something. And so there's nothing hidden from God. And even he declared, even in his word, he said, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts or your thoughts. Hallelujah. And sometimes we wrestle, amen, with that, amen, glory to God. And we try to get ahead of God. And God tells us all the time that, glory to God, that this battle is none of yours. Hallelujah. He said, set yourself. Right. Almighty God, plant your feet up on a rock. Hallelujah. And he says, stand still. Hallelujah. Stand in a holy place. Glory to God. I got this battle. Hallelujah. This battle is none of yours, but it belongs to me. Hallelujah. So he says, set yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. In other words, see the hand of God. Hallelujah. Just like Daniel said, can you see the handwriting on the wall? Glory to God. But I'm telling you, in these last days, hallelujah, God, speaking in this hour, the portal of heaven are open to the throne of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. And his messenger, amen, Gabriel, is all over this world, delivering the gospel to those, hallelujah, that are of a pure heart. Hallelujah. Not having the word of God deceitfully, hallelujah, nor through craftiness, but they're denouncing the hidden things of dishonest, amen, commending themselves, their conscience in the sight of men. And the Bible declares, is this gospel be hid? Glory to God. It's hidden unto them that are lost. Hallelujah. Because the God of this world has blinded their mind, at least that they see for the light to shine in their heart. And so I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. For that, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the 21st verse says that in 2 Peter, except for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of God. I mean, by the will of man, excuse me. The prophecy didn't come. Then came, they say, came not in old time by the will of man. But holy men, hallelujah, of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you tonight, glory to God, the Holy Ghost is moving like a magnet. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking, glory to God, by his spirit, by his servants and prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To those, hallelujah, that are yielded vessels in this hour. So I bless God. Amen. For this word of God. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, we still talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, I'm going to Isaiah right quick, like. I'm trying to move fast. Woo! I feel all right in my sanctified soul. And just having this opportunity, amen, to be here and feeling the liberty of God, amen, as I stand here at the podium in my pulpit. And I thank God, amen, for the woman of God, for that prayer, glory to God, amen, a season of prayer, amen. The Bible declares that the prayer of the righteous, woo, glory, and that was a righteous prayer. Thank God, amen, for the song of praise, amen, glory to God. I'm telling you, I can sense and feel, amen, the spirit that's on this line that's being in, amen. I can feel the oneness. Amen. I can feel the unity. I can feel, amen, the synergy. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do. Amen. That we have all things in common. Same mind, same spirit, and that we love one another. He said, you'll know my disciples by their love. Hallelujah, somebody. So even though we're in different places, glory to God. Amen. But we are connected. Amen. We are one in the body of Christ, and every joint supplied. Hallelujah. The need. Amen. Hallelujah. So the eye can't say to the ear, I have no need, or the nose to the mouth, we have no need. Hallelujah. God simply and wonderfully made us. He know how that he wanted to make us. Amen. So I bless him for that. In the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, and amen, when you look at it, the scripture said, it says, cry, glory to God, hallelujah, cry aloud. That's what he said. Cry, there's five things that he says in there. He said, cry aloud, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. That's what he wants us to do, amen. They let the world know, hallelujah. Let those that are lost, those that sit in darkness, those that where nothing has been prepared for, glory to God. And we ain't got to always, hallelujah, go to the homeless, amen, the less fortunate, not putting down on them or anything like that. Sometimes, amen, we got to speak up when we're in the dentist's office. We got to speak up when we're in the hospital. We got to speak up when we are talking to our banker. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. We got to declare this gospel. But this gospel of the kingdom, as I said earlier, shall be preached in all the earth. Hallelujah, somebody. So no matter, amen, whatever your occupation is, amen, whatever position you in, glory to God, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And so Isaiah says, amen, cry aloud. And then the second thing he says, spare not, don't hold back, glory to God. Don't hold back, because out of your belly, hallelujah, shall flow rivers, as the scripture declares, of living water. We have that living water, God, glory to God. And the Bible declared that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, glory to God, that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We are God's mouthpiece. Hallelujah, somebody. We are the vessels of, I mean, ambassadors of Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just thank the Lord. Amen. So the second thing he says, spare not. He said, don't withhold nothing. Don't withhold nothing. The kingdom of God is at hand. And then the third thing, he says, lift up your voice like the trumpet. Woo, glory, hallelujah. And we know that a trumpet is loud, amen, when it's blown, amen, whether it's got, it has a microphone before it, or it don't have a microphone, amen, but it can make a noise, amen, just like some of us. Glory to God. I was telling a woman of God today, I said, a woman of God said, this person got enough teeth in their mouth or for another, got a big mouth for another set of teeth. Yeah. And sometimes we got some big bars. We have some big mouth. Glory to God. And so God want us, amen. He said, lift up thy voice in this time, in this hour, like a trumpet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the fourth thing he said, show, glory to God. Show my people. Let my people, glory to God. Let this world see my glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Let this world see my glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And so I bless the Lord for that, because this glory is up on a sanctified people. So he said, show my people their transgression. Show my people their transgression. Glory to God. And the fifth thing he said, and the house of Jacob. Jacob, the house of Israel. Jacob's name became Israel. Amen. And because, glory to God, of such, they kept failing God. Amen. And as the Gentile people, hallelujah, we as the Gentile people, amen, were drafted in as a wild olive tree. Amen. To provoke them to jealousy. Amen. But God hasn't forgot his people, because they are God in that seed, and the household of Israel shall be saved. Hallelujah. So I bless him for that. And he said, show the house of Israel their sins. And I say to you tonight again, the kingdom of God is at hand. Go with me to the book of Romans. I'm trying to get out of here. Y'all let me know this time that you can pull my boat.
you good, man of God.
Romans 14, glory to God. I feel good in my sanctified soul. I ain't going to worry about whether you had or not. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Just deliver. Romans 14 and the 16th verse. For he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Hallelujah. God trying to bring us into vexation now for the time of end. Hello, glory to God. You know, God letting us know now that there's a lot of formalism that's going on now in the earth, in the church. Hello, somebody. Even the Bible declares, amen, that the judgment of God must first begin at the house of God. And we are seeing the hand of God at the house of God. Glory to God. And he declared that he's going to separate the wheat from the tare and the sheep from the goat. And I come to tell you tonight, there's a shaking going on. Hallelujah, somebody. There's a cleansing. There's a purging going on. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. God is reshaping, revamping, amen, his church in this hour. Glory to God. And we're going to see a church that's going to rise up out of the earth with power in their hand. You understand? Power in their mouth, power in their feet. We're going to see the fire of God, amen, being manifested once again in this 21st century. Amen. As we are living now, it's in the days of labor and sorrow. Hallelujah. So we are seeing things that are happening in the earth, but the hand of God, amen, is up on his feet hour. And so even in this hour now, glory to God, we are seeing the saved and the unsaved departing from this earth, glory to God. And I said to you earlier, this gospel has to be preached in all the earth. Amen. So for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Hallelujah. And we see this, what's happening, because the Bible declares that even Jesus himself, that when he went to the house of prayer and he saw them, what they was doing in the house of God, glory to God. I'm telling you, we're coming back to holiness. We're coming back to the old path, the old landmark. Glory to God. Because why? There's a cry. There's a wild cry in the earth. Hallelujah. Calling down the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I thank God. Amen. That God still got men and women that are in the earth that are still holding up the blood-stained banner. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody is still keeping the faith. Somebody still walking holy. Somebody still talking holy. Somebody still dressing holy. Somebody still, you understand what I'm saying? Somebody still praising God. Somebody still lifting up his name. Somebody still lifting up holy hand. Somebody still dancing a holy dance. Hallelujah, somebody. There's still some sanctified folks in the earth. Hallelujah. Declaring his name. Hallelujah. In spite of the persecution. Hallelujah. They're standing on a solid rock. They're standing on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. So we see that, amen, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, it's not meat and drink, but righteousness and, you understand, three things. But that righteousness, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says sin is a reproach to any man, but righteousness exalted a nation, hallelujah. And he said, and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Who don't want all three of those? Hallelujah, that we may live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. I'm coming. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. And we're looking at the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. Oh, mighty God. Oh, Master Savior. And we're looking at the 20th verse. And it says, 1 Corinthians 4:20. He said, for the kingdom of God is not in words. Woo, glory. But in power. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This was Apostle Paul was speaking. Amen. To Corinthians, letting them know, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. Just turn on over to your right. I'm moving. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, and we're looking at this. Amen. The 17th verse. And he said, therefore, woo, glory, therefore, here's the whole matter to what I'm saying. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, woo, he is a new creature. Yes, Lord. All things are passed away. See, look at that word passed. You understand? So you think about a person that passed. In other words, everything is dead. Yes. Everything, you understand? He said, all things are passed away. And then he said, behold, all things, glory to God, are become new. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. It's a process of everything you have to go through. Glory to God. Amen. For God to continue, amen, to work on us. Amen. That as we crucify the deeds of our flesh, as we continue to endeavor in God's word, amen, to endow us, to renew our mind, our heart, spirit, soul, the whole total man, glory to God, leaving nothing out, hallelujah, glory to God. So I bless the Lord, amen, for that. Ooh, I'm almost done. Our closing scripture, amen. I pray that I said something. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty good, amen. At the moment, I didn't think I would be able to do this. Amen. But thank you to God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. To encourage you. Amen. To strengthen me, to give me the mind, the heart. And let's look at Matthew, the 11th chapter, in Isaiah. Amen. I just want to touch base on something. In Matthew 11 and the 14th verse. Woo, glory. A lot that God is saying, even in this hour. Matthew 11, yeah, he said, this is the Lord says, that I tell you, in my closing, I'm saying to you, in my closing, coming to the end, that these are perilous times. I don't have time to go in things. Amen. Concerning the time of the end. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you that God done great things for me, raised me up, glory to God, from a stroke 5, 6 years ago. Amen. Restored my speech, restored my limbs. I don't have time to tell that testimony. Amen. That I can go into the detail, at least to be able to. I can't even give you the skeleton part of it, give you the framework of it. Amen. Because it takes a time. Amen. But I bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me is nothing that I have done great. Amen. If I boast, I boast in him. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all things. Because these are perilous times. And we're seeing, amen, blood has been shed, amen, in the earth. Amen. As we move through labor and sorrow, glory to God, that America, amen, is living in a down spiral to a serpentine death. Glory to God. So we got to be mindful in this hour, amen, to keep our ears open, amen, to be able to discern. If we don't have the discernment, that we pray that God will give us this gift. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And I can hear the Spirit of the Lord. He's calling for repentance in this hour, not just for the world, glory to God, but for the household. Hallelujah, somebody. That God's saying to us in this hour that we got to repent. Glory to God. Turn, hallelujah, from our wicked ways. So these are perilous times. Isaiah 53:1 said, who, glory to God, hath believed our report? I come to tell you, my God, God is able. And to whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? I've been hearing God say that to me regularly, very often. Amen. He is saying to me, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. I'm skipping down to the 5th verse in Isaiah 53:5. He said, but he was wounded. Oh, glory to God. He was. See that? About what he said, but he was, yes, Lord, wounded for our transgression. He was bruised, glory to God, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our, hold that fast, our. Nothing that we done great. We are nothing without him. When you think yourself to be something, you are nothing. Glory to God. You deceive yourself. That's what the scripture says. Amen. So the testament of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, glory to God, we are healed. Hallelujah. God bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul. I say to you tonight, has been listening, amen, to this broadcast tonight. Amen. I bless the Lord that I have said something. Amen. Just moving fast. Amen. And I say to you tonight, this is my second time, but the first time, glory to God. I was a little shy and a little this and a little that. I'm not a technology person, but I'm coming up. Amen. I'm coming up. Amen. With the technology, virtual reality, amen, because I realize that AI, virtual reality, robotics, amen, on the rise to take over, saying to demise man, cloning man, amen. That's a depopulation that's going on in the earth. We are seeing the signs and, amen, the times that we are in, amen. We are seeing the things, the events that are happening. Glory to God. The Bible said the children of the world, you understand, they're wiser than the people that in the church within itself, glory to God. But God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a love and power and a sound mind. And so I bless them tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I'm coming to my closing, amen, we're going to pray a simple prayer. And I said to you tonight, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Matthew. We already in Matthew. We stand in the gospel. A little simple. Amen. Prayer we learned and known from a child. Amen. In Matthew, the 6th chapter. Amen. And if you can repeat it, you hear me while you're there, and I got one more prayer that I'm going to say to you. Hallelujah. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, holy be thy name. Glory to God. Thy kingdom come. You are the king. Glory to God. You are King Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. He's coming back. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's coming. The bridegroom is coming for his bride. Y'all all right? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And so he says, thy kingdom come, thy will, not my will. Lord, help my will to come. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Paul said, when I would to do good, he was always present. That I hate to do, glory to God. That I don't like, that I know it ain't right. That's what I wind up doing. Hallelujah. But I bless him. And so he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. And we have had the bread of life to come to us tonight. And forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Hallelujah. How many know we got to forgive? Hallelujah. We got to release that bitterness. Yes, Lord. The resentment. Yes, that pride. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wrath. Yes. Lust. Greed. Gluttony. Hallelujah. We got to get past self. Yes. Hallelujah. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you of your trespasses. I have one other thing that for you that out there that don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, he's here for you. Glory to God. And even those that are already wrapped up in him, but he coming short of the glory of God, because the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's from the pulpit to the back door. Amen. But I want to send to you tonight to read the apostle prayer, the sinner prayer, amen, that he gave unto the pastors, this minister, and often I read it. Amen. A lot of times I have read it. Amen. At funerals, at homegoings, should I say, hallelujah. And a lot of times people don't come forth. Don't stand up, don't care to put their hands up or move inside of them. They want to give their life to Christ. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man will hear my voice, hallelujah. He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll talk with you. I'll counsel you. Yes, Lord. I'll walk with you. I'll pray with you. I'll hold your hand. I'll cry. I'll weep with you. That's what Jesus is saying. And so tonight, an invitation to prayer, the sinner prayer, moving on. I can get out the way. Hallelujah. He said, if you're out there and you're listening by the wayside across the CNN line, amen, globally, amen, and you hear the word tonight to let you know the kingdom of God is at hand. Though we know that when you accept Christ, amen, as your Lord and personal Savior, then the kingdom of God, the world, will come into you. It resides in us. Amen. He is that king of the kingdom. So the sinner's prayer, what are you, amen, saved or unsaved? Let us repeat this. You repeat it together with me, and I'm going to get out of the way Amen. It says, dear God in heaven, come to you by thy name, Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. I need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross at Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sin. You said in your holy word, Romans 10:9, that if we confess the Lord our God with our mouth and believe in our heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. Right now, I confess Jesus, the Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead this very moment. I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to his word, right now, I am saved. Thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to it, to excuses, but always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, please transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. We thank him tonight. Amen, for this opportunity. And I'm getting out your way, and I'm turning it back into the hands. Amen, to this great woman of God, Evangelist Bratless. Amen. Give him a praise and give him thanks.
Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. People of God, come on and give him praise on tonight. Come on and give him thanks tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe this report, if you believe this report on tonight, come on and give him thanks. Come on and give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. I don't know about you, people of God, but I'm telling you, I've had the amen corner hot amen on tonight, and I just give God thanks and I give God praise for this word. Glory be to God. I tell you, man of God, I'm telling you, when this word be going forth, amen, Jesus, accept that it will be a distraction. Glory be to God. We will have these lines open, but I tell you, we don't want to distract anybody. Amen. But I'm telling you, the word going forth, amen, on tonight, glory to God, on these nights by these anointed vessels, these anointed men and women of God, I'm telling you, people of God, it's making us. It's making us, glory to God. And we just believe by faith that it's falling on good ground. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Glory be to God. I believe it's falling on good ground. Amen. And we just give God thanks and praise on tonight, glory to God, for this word, letting us know that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's close, 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 people of God. Close, 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 glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But people of God, he's making us ready. Amen. As we're listening to this word, our faith is being built. Amen. Glory be to God. We're coming to faith. We're coming to glory. Amen, Jesus, and I tell you, people of God, we will be ready. I just believe it in my sanctified soul. Amen. I thank God on tonight for the word, man of God. We do thank God for you on tonight. Listen, people of God, he said he used to be shy. Amen, Jesus. He don't have that report anymore. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's not his report anymore. And we thank God for it. Amen. Look what the Lord has done for us on tonight. Amen. You listen, we've been listening to a miracle. He's a miracle, even as he said, amen. Glory to God, amen. Went through a stroke a couple of years ago. But the Lord has truly raised up this man of God, and I'm telling you, he's just doing it right before our eyes, amen, because he's here, amen, yet declaring this word, getting us ready, people of God, for the coming of the Messiah. Woo, glory be to God, amen. Listen, turning our attention, turning our hearts, amen, to God, hallelujah. So we bless him tonight. So much has been said on tonight, people of God. So much has been said, amen. But the man of God said that the portal of heaven is open, amen. And that means something. So much has dropped out of God, amen, in this word on tonight, people of God. And I know you got your notes, amen. Glory to God. I got my notes, and I'm not going to even look at them, because you just start picking things out, amen, just things that hit your spirit, just things that excite you, you know, the glory be to God, because it's just so much that comes out of the word, and we just thank God tonight, amen, glory be to God, because like, you know, like we said, man of God, God is getting us ready, amen, and the world needs to see the glory of God. There's a lot of gloom and doom. There's a lot that's happening that would have you, oh my God, have your head almost spinning around everywhere on every front. There's something going on, catastrophe after catastrophe in the political world. My God, in the schools, the shootings, in law enforcement, people of God, listen, you'd almost get whiplash looking at everything that's going on. But people of God, we have to look unto Jesus. Amen. As the man of God said, let us pray for discernment. Let us pray for discernment, because a lot of this stuff is nothing but distractions, and we can't afford to be distracted in this hour. Amen. Glory to God, for we must see him. Glory to God, we must see him. We must be prepared, amen, for his coming. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God for the word on tonight, man of God. We thank God for you on tonight, amen. This word has been good, 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 amen, causing us to be mindful, causing us to be mindful. Glory be to God that the Lord, amen, is coming, amen. Our King, amen, is coming. Glory to God. In the midst of all of this, amen, he's yet coming, amen. So we bless God tonight. People of God, listen, we just want to let you know on tonight, glory be to God, that, amen, Jesus, I know the man of God has already prayed the prayer of faith, amen, for salvation on tonight, glory to God, but we do want it to, if there's anyone that desires special prayer on tonight, amen, and I tell you, as a man of God said, just repeat this prayer after me, amen, the prayer of salvation. We just pray and believe that you did on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to die daily. Amen. Glory to God. We got to cleanse. Hallelujah. These vessels got to be clean. Glory be to God. But tonight, though, if there's anyone that desires special prayer, amen, Jesus, glory to God, man of God, if you could just make the appeal, amen, Jesus, for anyone that desires special prayer, amen, they can just press *6 and come over on tonight. Amen. Glory to God.
All right. Yes, yes. Bless his name. Through the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He is a way maker. Oh, hallelujah. I trust him and believe him for miracles. He's still working miracles. Oh, God. No matter what your situation is. Ain't is anything too hard for God? And I don't believe that it is. Hallelujah. Bible says faith without works is dead. Without faith it's impossible to please him. He that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The scripture tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else, God say, I'll take care of that. If you do those two things, seek his righteousness, and, you know what I'm saying, seek the kingdom and his righteousness, then whatever else God needs to do for you, he won't withhold it from you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He's still working miracles. He's still on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is on the main line at the sunrise. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Bless him tonight.
Yes, anyone tonight, just press *6. Just press *6, anyone tonight. Glory to God that desires special prayer, *6. Mm-hmm.
Don't let him pass. Hallelujah. Yes, if you don't just need, just touch and agree. The Bible says, what, 2 or 3? That's something we got to bank on, and we got to stand on. No one is self-sufficiency. Amen. King Solomon said, you understand? He said, 2 are better than 1. Oh, hallelujah. I believe it's a wholesale Amos said, how can 2 walk together except for they agree? Oh, my God. We got to believe this thing. Amen. Never know when I have to need prayer. And when we need prayer, I need prayer all the time. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Dear Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. We bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God got it all in control.
Yes.
Amen. I just bless him for me just having this opportunity to be here tonight. Amen. I've been delivered. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what the song
Thank you,
says.
Jesus. Yes.
He delivered. Praise the Lord. He delivered me tonight. Amen.
Thank
Maybe
you,
I was just preaching to this, but it's all
mm-hmm.
right. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I tell you, this word tonight, people of God, listen, we want you to get a copy. Amen. Listen to it again. Amen. As we always encourage you, listen to it again. Amen. Go over the scriptures
yes.
with the word again. Look at it. Let it settle in your spirit. Let it rest in your soul. Glory to God. Let it bless you. Let it become you. Amen. On tonight. So listen, if you took notes, amen, Jesus, we know that you perhaps missed something. You can as well get a copy. We'll send it directly to your phone. It doesn't cost you anything, people of God. Listen, simply text tonight, 912-257-3918. And that's 912-357-2918. Text tonight. For our international listeners, if you would like to get a copy sent to your phone as well, we'll certainly get it to you. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. You can certainly reach out to either one of those numbers. We'll send a copy of the link to your phone. You don't have to worry about it eating up your memory. Amen, Jesus, because you're not actually physically downloading it to your phone. Also, listen, we want to let you know that you can go out to our PNN Facebook page. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are housed there. As well, you can go out to the New Riyadh Prayer Group 52 page, and there it is housed as well. And also you can go out to, if you don't have Facebook, you can certainly go out and Google Prayer News Network, and all of our recent broadcasts are housed there. If you like podcasts, you can listen to the broadcast via podcast as well. We are excited for what God is doing. God is doing some great things here on the PNN. We're always so grateful for our speakers. We're grateful for you, man of God. I'm telling you, God, the Lord knows what he's doing. Amen. He knows what
yeah.
he is doing. And we're grateful for what he's doing. It's marvelous. marvelous, marvelous in our eyes. Amen. So we thank God for you, man of God. As I said again, hey, people of God, we are listening to a miracle on tonight, and we're grateful for all that the Lord has done in your life, man of God. And we just want to say a word of prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, listen, people of God, if you would like to bless the man of God, as we always say, man of God, I don't know if you have WhatsApp. If you have WhatsApp,
yeah.
Okay, when you get the, when we release the platform back to you, you can give your WhatsApp number, and for anybody that would like to be a blessing, they can reach out to you. And when you are also, when you get your when you get the platform back, man of God, just let us know where your church is, your service times, et cetera. And again, your Cash App address, so that if anyone is led to, they can be a blessing to you and to your ministry. Amen. So, people of God, amen. Let's lift up the man of God. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We thank you for your word.
Yes.
Father, we're thanking you now for your servant in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for the word that has come. We're thanking you for the report.
Yes.
For the declaration, O God, of thy kingdom on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for the seed on tonight. Glory to God that's planted into the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you, Jesus, glory to God, to look upon your servant now. We're asking that you would strengthen in the precious name of Jesus. Father, strengthen as only you can. We're asking that you would breathe upon him now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for all that you're doing in his life. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the glory that is yet to be revealed. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you for all the steps on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for your word. Oh, God, standing four square in the earth. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, glory to God, for this vessel. We bless you on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight to bless his going out. Bless his coming in, we do pray. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to bless his ministry. Father, bless as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you know what he has need of. Father, on tonight, look upon the altar of the heart, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you now. We thank you for what you're doing. We're thanking you for your manifestation. We're thanking you for your glory on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for that way, Shabba. We're thanking you for your will being done. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for your kingdom come. We bless you. We honor. Oh God, we glorify you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover. We're asking that you would shield on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight.
You went out.
Cause your glory to cause your glory, oh God, to be revealed, oh God, in every area of his life, we pray in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for opening the doors of utterance on tonight. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that this gospel may go forth to the ends of the earth. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory tonight. Now, Father, we're asking you tonight to cover your servant. We're asking you to cover. We're asking you to shield on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, shield, oh, God, cause your glory, oh, God, to be a dome about him. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you would hide him behind your precious cross. Cover him in your shed blood, oh, God. And we do, as sons of God, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We forbid backlash on tonight. We forbid retaliation on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We silence, God, the mouth of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We die, Sable, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we give you glory for the victory that is due unto your name. We thank you tonight. We do glorify you in your matchless name. Jesus, we pray. Every heart tonight say amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man of God, we want to release, hallelujah, the platform back to you. I'm like you, sir. I feel good in my sanctified soul. I thank God for what he has done on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him for his presence. We bless him on tonight. Truly, we can say again that the Lord has done us well. Amen. We release the platform back to you, man of God. God bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name. And we release now the platform back to you.
Amen. I thank the Lord once again in my closing. Amen. If you desire, amen, to send 5 cents, right? Just 5 cents. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. My cash app is dollar Elder, Elder with a capital E, let, L-E-T-T. That's dollar sign Elder, let, L-E-T-T. If you're in the area of Geneva, we south of Fort Rickle, Alabama. That's an aviation military base. Amen. We're almost on the borderline. Amen. We'll be north, I believe, Quincy, Florida. But we right on the borderline. If you ever happen to be in this area of Geneva, Alabama, not Geneva, Switzerland. We would love to have Geneva, Switzerland. Money, amen. They say they put a lot of money over there in their banking account. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, bless God. But if you're ever in the area of Geneva, amen, Geneva, Alabama, amen, all you got to do is ask Ryan here, the pastor, let, amen, we're Philadelphia EPC. Apostolic, we're the only church that of EPC. It's a little old bitty town, amen, population about 4,000. Amen. And most people around here know each other. So our church hours are 7:30 prayer nights on Tuesday nights, 7:30 on Bible study night on Thursday night, Sunday morning. Hey, we have what we call School of Wisdom, like Sunday school, glory to God, from 9:45. To 10:45, and our regular evangelistic service is at 11 o'clock, telling you that God is moving in this city. Glory to God. We few in number, but hallelujah. But we are mighty in God. Hallelujah. And the power and the anointing of God do rest in this place. There's healing, amen, and deliverance, yokes destroyed and broken. Glory to God in this Philadelphia EPC. It's not that what I do. It's what he do. And he'll welcome you in and give you the right hand, fellowship. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost himself will meet you at the door. Glory to God. So don't come looking for Pastor Led, but come looking for Jesus. If you do that every time, he'll meet your expectation. I want to say to you out there that been listening by the amen, by this broadcast, that I love you in Jesus' name. You have a blessed night. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man of God, if you could just go ahead and bless the line before you leave. We thank God for you, people of God. Listen, we want to invite you to come back on tomorrow night. Come back and be blessed. Don't come by yourself. Invite someone to come with you and tell them about the PNN and all that God is doing. God bless you. We love you. Man of God, if you would just bless the line, amen, and close us out with benediction. Amen.
Father God, we want to thank you, amen, tonight, amen, for your word that's been released in the airways. We know that for one jot or tittle of your word will fail, that heaven and earth will roll away like a straw. And I thank you tonight for sending forth your word, hallelujah, that it will go where it will go and cause it to prosper, that it will not return void, and that it have fell upon good ground and bring forth 36 and 100 fold. In your name, Lord. Lord, now I'm asking you to continue to bless this woman of God, amen, beyond measure. Pour out blessings that she have not room to receive. Continue to bow her up. Continue to bless her meal barrel. Continue to meet every need, supply every need. Hallelujah. Continue to give her the desire of her heart. Continue to give her a fresh anointing each and every day, Lord, as you declare your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Continue to bless this land. Hallelujah, this CNN, glory to God. Cause it to continue to flourish. Hallelujah. That it go forth and it will nourish those that are out there that have a need, oh God. Hallelujah. That are seeking for the way of an escape. In the name of Jesus, cause miracles and signs and wonders, hallelujah, to take place on this land. Continue to sanctify, purify, almighty God. Purge it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For this, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you again, Pastor. God bless you, people of God. And
bless
that does conclude tonight's broadcast. We look to see you on tomorrow night.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.